For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. U.S. prosecutors have arrested and charged Keone Rodriguez and William Lonergan Hill, co-founders of Samurai Wallet, accusing them of money laundering and operating an unlicensed money-transmitting business. According to the Wall Street Journal, the prosecutors allege that Samurai executed over $2 billion in unlawful transactions and aided in laundering more than $100 million of illicit funds from dark web markets. Rodriguez, age 35, was apprehended in Harmony, Pennsylvania, while Hill, age 65, was arrested in Portugal, with U.S. law enforcement seeking Hill's extradition for trial. Cisco has issued a warning that state-sponsored hackers exploited two zero-day vulnerabilities in its adaptive security appliances to compromise government targets globally, dubbing the campaign as Arcane Door, identified as UAT-4356 and Storm-1849. Wired reports that the hackers, though not tied to any previous intrusion incidents, exhibited a level of sophistication that Cisco believes indicates state sponsorship. The intrusion campaign targeted Cisco's gear, compromising government networks worldwide. To Sweden now, where a ransomware attack on logistics company Scanlog has raised concerns about liquor shortages. The Record reports that Swedish government-owned Scanlog, which is a critical distributor for System Bolaget, suffered the attack, leading to warnings that shelves could be empty by the week's end. The incident, which Scanlog CEO Mono Zuko said was a ransomware attack attributed to a North Korean-based group, underscores the vulnerability of supply chains to cyber threats. The Coast Guard Reserve has informed thousands of personnel about a data breach nearly 3 months after personally identifiable information was improperly sent to unauthorized recipients. Approximately 7,554 individuals' home addresses and the names and employee identification numbers of 3,146 others were inadvertently released. C4ISOnet reports that the breach, which was discovered on January 24th, highlights the risks associated with handling sensitive data within military organizations. Former IRS employee Charles E. Littlejohn has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for orchestrating one of the largest data thefts in the federal government's history, involving confidential data held by the Internal Revenue Service on wealthy individuals and families in the U.S. According to the National Law Review, in 2020, Littlejohn illegally used his access to IRS computer systems to copy the tax returns of thousands of high earners and associated entities. More than 4 years after the crime, the IRS has begun notifying affected taxpayers about the breach and advising them to take steps to protect themselves from potential fraud. And finally, following a settlement with Ring, the Federal Trade Commission is refunding over $5.6 million to more than 116,000 Ring customers affected by security breaches. According to USA Today, the settlement comes after allegations that Ring allowed unauthorized access to private videos and failed to implement adequate security measures. Customers with certain Ring cameras will receive refunds via PayPal, totaling over $5.6 million. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browie. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.